Stack pull requests, latency myths, and the tools developers actually needed. GitHub's native support for stack pull requests went live this week, scoring 670 points and 231 comments, a response that reflects how long the absence has frustrated collaborative software development. A stack PR allows a series of dependent changes to be reviewed independently before each merges, without requiring either a single unwieldy pull request or elaborate manual branch management. Tools like Graphite and Aviator have occupied this space for years. Their developers engage directly in the comment thread, with reactions ranging from philosophical acceptance to pointed observations about what it means when a distribution channel becomes a direct competitor. The session portability piece, the session you cannot take with you, hit 426 points and 106 comments by addressing something most users experience but rarely have language for. Authentication sessions are ephemeral, device-specific, and non-transferable by design. The author argued this is a solvable problem requiring a rethinking of assumptions baked into OAuth and related protocols. Identity infrastructure engineers pushed back that the portability being sought is precisely what the security model is designed to prevent. Others argued there is unexplored design space between fully portable session tokens and sessions that die when a laptop closes. The data visualization piece, titled "The Mean Means Nothing," offered a practically tight argument that average latency is nearly useless for understanding system performance, because it is dominated by the median case and mask's tail behavior. A system averaging 80 milliseconds of response time can carry a 99th percentile of 4 seconds. The users at that tail are having a categorically different product experience than the average implies. The author advocates percentile visualization, P50, P95, P99, combined with distribution histograms that reveal the actual shape of latency rather than its central tendency, and illustrates the case through a real debugging scenario where following the mean would have led in the wrong direction entirely. CodePen 2.0 launched with real-time collaboration, AI-assisted code suggestions, and a modernized asset pipeline. CodePen has served as the canonical browser-based HTML, CSS, and JavaScript sandbox for over a decade, and its role in the learning to code ecosystem gives it cultural significance beyond raw traffic numbers. A ShowHN submission for an Android file viewer called Gander offered a small but pointed counterpoint to the week's security concerns. By operating only on files explicitly passed to it via the share sheet, the app requests zero permissions and architecturally refuses to collect data.